Tony Evers' comments to the State Assembly's Education Reform Committee today echo those of outgoing State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster. They come after the release of a report commissioned by the governor and Milwaukee's mayor showing the school system could save as much as $100 million a year through changes in its financial practices. The Department of Public Instruction is working on a corrective action plan for Milwaukee's public schools. Evers says this plan will be more than just a list of recommendations.
We take this job seriously of this corrective action plan, and we do believe it's our role, both Libby and I believe it, that we would impose this. I mean, this is our responsibility under federal law. We also know that imposition without consultation and collaboration doesn't work real well.
Evers is currently the state's deputy superintendent. When he takes over the top job in July, he still won't be able to dictate everything that goes on at the local level in Milwaukee. But the No Child Left Behind law gives him more power to make changes. It also gives him more power over the district's purse strings, unless it meets more benchmarks.
I guess I'm telling you right now, if that does not happen, we will withhold funds.
For example, Evers says Milwaukee's public schools have had some significant problems tracking and mentoring new teachers. He says that concerns him personally, not only because it's required, but because it's important to get the right people in the classroom. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.